Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg Entertainment reporter Lucas Shaw. CBS and Viacom continue to hammer out details of a proposed merger, which could be announced at any time. Lucas, what's in it for both companies?
Scale. CBS and Viacom both seem like very large companies. They're both worth several billion dollars, but they've watched as companies much larger, Fox, Time Warner, sell themselves or sell large parts of themselves, in large part because they're seeing the pay TV business start to contract, or at least its growth plateau. And meanwhile, all the money is getting funneled into building these new streaming services. And if you want to compete with Netflix, with Amazon, with Disney, you need to get a lot bigger. And so CBS and Viacom see an opportunity to do that by uniting and then potentially buying something else.
So other than just getting bigger, I mean, do the companies complement each other in certain ways?
They do. So CBS already operates a couple of streaming services. They have one called All Access and another that's just Showtime, which is an online equivalent of the premium cable channel. But the amount of programming that CBS can pump into those relative to, say, a Netflix is much smaller. So if you look at what Viacom has, Viacom owns Paramount Pictures, a very storied film and television studio that can supply product for those streaming services. It owns Nickelodeon, which remains kind of one of the most popular kids' destinations that can supply shows, MTV, VH1. It has all these brands, some of which have declined a little bit in resonance, but can supply the type of programming that some of the CBS services don't have or don't have a lot of.
Okay, so they've been in talks since last Friday. What are the sticking points?
The sticking points right now seem to be, one, what's an exchange ratio, which is basically the price, and then another is kind of compensation for some of the really top executives. Most of the people I've spoken with in the past, kind of 12 to 24 hours, expect them to figure something out either end of the day today, maybe first thing tomorrow, but we've been saying that for a while. It's at a point where it's more of a when, not an if, but exactly when remains to be seen.
Okay, so what happened the last time they were in talks?
They've talked a couple times before. They ran into a bunch of different obstacles. You know, CBS used to be run by a guy named Leslie Moonves, who was kind of adamant that he wanted to retain control. Both CBS and Viacom are controlled by the Redstone family, which is really Sherry Redstone at this point, because her father, Sumner, is very, very old and incapacitated. And Les Moonves wanted to be sure that kind of he could do his own thing. The Redstone family was not too keen about that. And there were just that kind of egos and fighting for many years. Over control, over price, over everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.